Hello, it's Sylvia Hartley again, and this one is called The Computer. Our Ian's coming over. He's absolutely furious with me. That's why Mrs. Whittaker's here, a bit of backup. Well, I didn't know what I was supposed to have done. He shouted at me and told me I was an irresponsible old woman and he were coming straight over. Don't call me an old lady, you cheeky brat. He told me I were no lady and his Maureen had to take a pill because of me. She's locked herself in the bathroom with our little lass. Mrs. Johnson tried to warn me about messing with computers, but I thought she were being bossy as usual. I mean, she's a bit of a madam about the biscuits at Knit and Natter Group. No chocolate biscuits in case they melt and make a mess of the tray cloth. We're stuck with blummin' rich tea, and if we're lucky, a ginger biscuit, which we have to dunk if she's not watching. M&S website were okay. I ordered 3 t-shirts and a right pretty pleated skirt with elastic round waist, just in case I put a bit on. Young woman across road keeps bringing me cakes. Homemade. She makes a grand coffee and walnut slice. I've got a piece in fridge for after me tea. And I managed to shop at Tesco's online. It were a bit hit and miss. I ended up with no soap and too many carrots, but I gave some to Mrs. Whittaker. Our Ian appeared at me gate with his package. He dumped it on floor and said, "What's the meaning of this then?" He didn't seem bothered about Mrs. W sitting behind me dustbin in a mask and rubber gloves. I didn't know what to say. I mean, all I'd done were buy little Isabel a birthday present. I thought a nice doll would be a good present for a 4-year-old, so I found a website that sold them. Dolls R Us. They said they were good quality, sturdy, and would provide hours of fun. And if you put in 2 C5 batteries, it'd talk as well. None of your foreign rubbish. And there was one that it said had auburn hair. Right good for our little Isabel, who's got a mop of red curls. Sounded perfect. So I ordered it and had it sent straight to their house. Didn't you think pretty, pert, a source of endless pleasure were inappropriate words for a baby doll suitable for a 4-year-old? He shouted as he tore open the box and pulled a cord. This, well, it weren't a baby doll that somehow unravelled itself. She were, well, she were a big lass and she did have auburn hair. He chucked it at the dustbin and left. Poor Mrs. Whittaker, it landed on her head and knocked her off wall. Now I just wondered if I ought to ring 111, because I actually think she was knocked out. She stopped screaming and she's very still. She were breathing when I moved this here thing off her. Where is it? Hey, it's in my kitchen. I've just stabbed it with a knitting needle. It's going down. I'm going to cut it up and pop it in litter bin in park. A bag full here and a bag there. Oh, hang on. She's sitting up. Are you all right, love? I'm making you a cuppa. You look as if you've had one of those funny turns. Take your mask and marigolds off. You'll be too hot in those. Have some hand sanitizer. You think something hit you? What was it? A doll? Oh, there's nothing here. You just seem to fall. A dizzy do. Oh, how can I lie like this and I were brought up strict chapel? I'll give her me piece of walnut slice and she can have a glass of me Croft original if she fancies it, because I certainly do. In fact, I'm having 2. Come and sit in shade. We've all had too much sun. Is there someone in my kitchen? Oh, that, it's a pile of mucky washing. I've changed my bedding. No, our Ian hasn't been. He's not coming today. It was just a bit of fuss over a present for Isabel. I'm sending a cheque. They're going to buy her a slight sort of thing for garden. Do you fancy a small sherry instead of tea? My computer? Oh, I'm not bothering with that thing anymore. You never get right stuff. You're right. Too many carrots and no soap. You can't beat Co-op down road.